Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, August 4th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Ann Simpson has died at the age of 94 in Cody. Ann was the wife of the late Republican U.S. Senator Alan Simpson. The couple served as a prominent political force for decades in Wyoming. Ann Schroll was born 30 minutes after her twin sister Nan in Grable in 1932. Her father was the town pharmacist and later became a railroad engineer. She met Alan Simpson during college at the University of Wyoming and they married in 1954. They had three children. During her time as a senator's wife, Simpson started the American Field Study program that gives children in Cody the opportunity to study abroad. As a passionate advocate for mental health care, Simpson was part of the Congressional Wives Mental Health Group, and she also helped start the Lab School of Washington for children with dyslexia in Washington, D.C. She and her husband were active supporters of the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody. Simpson is survived by her children Sue, Colin, and Bill, and by her grandchildren. As communities across the West keep a close eye on water supplies and wildfire conditions, a new federal drought forecast highlights where relief may be on the way and where dry conditions are likely to continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The latest U.S. Drought Monitor monthly outlook offers both good news and bad news for the Mountain West. Forecasters say the summer monsoon should bring drought relief to some areas. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The high pressure system that's kind of parked right over the Four Corners states is going to shift eastward, and that should allow for a flow of tropical moisture to come up through Arizona, Utah, into the Great Basin.
He says most of Nevada, Idaho, and Montana can also expect relief, along with the western halves of Colorado and Wyoming. Almost all of New Mexico is expected to remain dry. And even where drought improves, Rippey says years of water shortages won't disappear overnight. The region's major rivers, including the Colorado River, are still facing long-term water challenges. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
This summer, Wyomingites have been going on guided walks around the state in search of bats. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, it's an annual event series put on by the Biodiversity Institute at the University of Wyoming.
Turns out, Wyomingites have a great love for their 20 species of bats. Mason Lee is the project coordinator and says there's a good reason.
Bats are absolutely vital to functioning in healthy ecosystems because they are every ecosystem that bats occur in. They're super vital components of it. In Wyoming, all of our bats are insectivorous, so they all eat insects, and a lot of the insects that they eat are agricultural pests.
Lee says the bat walks help teach the value of protecting these nocturnal flyers from disease and ecosystem loss. On the tours, she brings along an echometer to help hear the sounds bats make that fall outside the frequency of the human ear. You can still sign up to attend the August 14th event happening in Casper at 8 p.m. at the Wyoming Game and Fish Office. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Coal power generation jumped 13% last year, driving up carbon emissions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports, surging electricity demand, including for AI data centers and air conditioning amid extreme heat, is helping to bolster an industry that's been in a slow decline.
The Federal Energy Information Administration says power sector emissions rose about 4% last year. That comes as electricity use is rising again after decades with little change. Across the Mountain West, utilities are trying to keep up, but building new power plants and transmission lines can take years. In the meantime, some older power plants are staying online longer than expected.
Coal plants were, by and large, on their way to retiring one by one, year by year. But I think in many cases, they're being extended and the pace of retirements is slowing.
That's Rob Gramlich, president of Grid Strategies, an electric power consulting firm. He says renewable energy is still growing, but in the short term, utilities may rely more on fossil fuels, like natural gas and older coal plants, as they race to add more power supplies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Leaders in some states that rely on Colorado River water are decrying a new federal plan released Friday that calls for cuts to their usage. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The river is producing millions less acre feet than it did a century ago when seven states first agreed on how to split the water. Now it is facing long-term drought with massive reservoirs at chronically low levels. Cuts are proposed for lower basin states, California, Nevada, and Arizona, where Governor Katie Hobbs called the proposed plan draconian. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo called it, quote, unrealistic. John Ensminger, general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, says the cuts could hurt the state's economy and environment.
Nevada gets 1.8% of the water on the Colorado River, and yet they're showing hundreds of thousands, potentially acre feet of reductions.
Upper Basin states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming would make voluntary cuts under the plan. Those states said in a statement they are committed to, quote, continued good faith discussions with our counterparts. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Campbell County High School boys golf team recently returned from a national invitational. The Gillette News Record reports five athletes competed against state champion teams from across the country at the PGA High School Golf National Invitational in North Carolina. The Campbells placed 32nd out of 55 teams. A Star Valley girl has become one of the youngest to summit Gannett Peak in the Wind River Range. Buckrow reports 7-year-old Emma Lynn Hamilton trekked over 58 miles with her friends and family to reach the top. Hamilton isn't sure what mountain she'll tackle next, but she's already ready to climb another. A Kemmer museum has a new display item celebrating the history of both the state and the country. The Kemmer Gazette reports the Journey of America quilt was created by members of the community. The volunteers who crafted the 36 squares had one guideline: create a 12-by-12-inch square inspired by Wyoming or American history. YWCA Sweetwater County recently celebrated 50 years in the community. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports the chapter has supported women and families through childcare, victim advocacy, and other programs. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When was Yellowstone's famous fishing bridge constructed? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how long has there been a human presence in what is now called Wyoming? Based on an assessment of evidence of early human presence, tools, campsites, petroglyphs, etc., the consensus is that Wyoming's first settlers arrived here around 13,000 years ago. In contrast, the first Europeans got here about 200 years ago. Congratulations to an Oregon listener, Philip Pelkey, whose answer was the closest to the generally accepted estimate. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a terrific day and avoid the smoke if you can. And join me again tomorrow.